Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Thursday, the 16th of January 2025. Today's topic is heart circumcision. Our text today is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 30 verses 1 through 6. And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whither the Lord thy God hath driven thee. Verse 2. And shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and shalt obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart, and with all thy soul. That then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity, and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations, whither the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out unto the outmost parts of heaven, from thence will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. And the Lord thy God will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it. And he will do thee good, and multiply thee above thy fathers. Verse 6. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart, and the heart of thy seed, to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. Our memory verse today is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 6. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart, and the heart of thy seed, to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. Circumcision is done by man as a religious ritual and for the purpose of hygiene. However, the heart circumcision in our study today is a divine work in which God operates on the stony heart of man to replace it with a holy heart of flesh. The Israelites were stigmatized as stiff-necked because their hearts did not have the power to truly love and follow God wholly. They were in the main impervious to correction by God and His Word. Hence, God's plan was thus to take away the root cause of sin which is common to all humans. The heart circumcision was meant for parents and their children. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 6. It starts with the Holy Spirit conviction through the Word, and ultimately, the heart is softened, quickened, and purifying for a holy walk with God. Man cannot walk with God faithfully except his heart is spiritually circumcised. The devil will always flash worldly affections into man's heart, but when the heart is circumcised, it gets shielded from the power of sin, Satan, and self. Why don't you surrender your heart to God today? Quote for the day. It starts with the Holy Spirit conviction. The challenge for today is, you can only love God with a circumcised heart. Prayer. Circumcise my heart, O Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.